off from the bat, you know, make it crooked like a rail fence, of course, you know. Had fence corners, we call them, you know. In between this, they call them fence corners.
Did you put anything in? Did you ever put anything up above the...
No, not the rail. Did you get this, Stacy? Not the rails we did.
I just wondered if you ever had anything called stake and rider.
Oh, yes. We had stake and rider. I didn't know what you had in mind. Have you ever corner ever locked? Fence lock, you put it up like that, and then you had a rail, and it'd be about that far between the rail fence and the top. Riders, you call it, yeah. That's right, riders,
right. That was...
Well, they wouldn't jump over that, you know. You didn't have to lay the rails so high. You could save rails, you know, that way.
I see. And then, did you ever have any wire fences later on?
What?
Wire fences?
Yes, sir, we get down away with the old rails in my time. I go along and we put wire up everywhere.
What kind of wire fence?
Well, we call it net, woven wire, you know. We call it net wire. We usually put a barb on top.
Uh-huh.
And later on, in my lifetime, I had electric fence. I had a brother that made the box and put the juice on it.
Uh-huh.
He made it himself. He's dead now.
Uh-huh. That was
it. He made a box that put the juice on the wire. He made a wooden box and put things in it. Well, it went and got a, went to, someone got a glass tube about as big as your thumb, about that long. And he put in that glass tube a marble. And he got some batteries and set in there. And he fixed that in a way, he's an electrician, I'm not. My name was electrician. He learned electrical work. When that marble, you come down here and touch something, that electrician would kick you back up the other end as it's elevated and waiting to come back. And every time I kicked that marble, he put electricity on the fence.
Oh, I see.
It was a good one, the best one I ever saw.
Nice.
You can buy them now in the stores, you know. Yeah. This is homemade. He made
it. If you ever, you've no doubt seen them, if you have these little fences you might have around the garden.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a fence like that?
You mean paling with wood?
Yeah.
What do you call them, paling fence?
Paling fence. Would some of those be pointed?
That's right. That's right. That house, when I moved there, had a what we called a paling fence from around the house in front of the house north.
Uh-huh.
It had big posts out here, and they were stopping it. His daddy's coming for him. You better hurry.
I can't even believe it, I'm telling you that!
I heard you ruin my tape here, honey.
No, that's okay. Now, the loose stone or rock. If you had a fence, you know, like if you had some sediment stones or rocks out in the field.
Oh, you mean rock fence?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can show you plenty of them now.
Rock wall.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I think
rock wall, yeah.
Yeah, would be a... I just want to check the...
He's a Carson Newman man, I think. I believe he's educated Carson Newman College.
That's what you told me he was from.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see where we stopped. We were talking about love yesterday. I was talking about that electric fence that your brother made.
Mm-hmm.
That electric fence. But
yeah. He made a unit for electric fence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to go on then and talk about... Did you raise chickens?
Yes. Yes, we had a little incubator. We raised 15 at a time. My brother also, not the one that made the fence, one of the other brothers made the incubator for me, made it, fixed it, and had a big light bulb. We kept it warm with a light bulb.
Is that right?
Yes, and before the chickens were big enough to fry, we had to open the door and put a hook box for them to come out in. They'd get too full in there, you know, as they grew, you know, get too tight.
I see.
We let them come out in this other box. We had it.
Did you ever have any nesting hens?
Laying hens.
Laying